And today we are joined by Kendall. So Kendall, you have got to tell me all about the album you chose to review for this week.
Yes, so I am reviewing Swag 2 by Justin Bieber. It was a surprise album. He announced it the morning of and it came out that night, which was amazing. This album really shows his R&B sound, which is like, if you don't know, that's like his favorite and what he's always wanted to do. So I absolutely love it. And it's like probably one of my favorite pieces of work he's done.
Wow. Yeah. And I know you have been a Justin Bieber fan for quite a while. We were talking a lot about it earlier. So do you think this is kind of held up to his original sound? I know you said he's going more R&B, but do you think it's kind of different? What do you think the sound transition was?
Yeah. So it actually sounds a lot like his 2013 album, Journals, which a lot of people don't know about because it was kind of after all of his industry things going on, okay. Struggles and everything. But that is a very R&B soul album because that was when he kind of got some of his own rights to his music where he could kind of have freedom. And I believe that this album is kind of the big kid version of that album, which I absolutely love.
Yeah, I definitely need to listen to this full album. Do you have like a top three from the album? I know there was a lot of songs on it.
Yes. My top one, number one, is Mother and You, which is about Haley and his kid, and which is so adorable. And then Petting Zoo and Speed Demon. Those are my top three.
All right. Well, I will definitely have to listen to this full album, but we have actually got a song from the album for you right now. We have got Yukon by Justin Bieber, and we will be back right after to talk all more about the album. Yukon, Justin Bieber, that was a part of our album review this week by Kendall. And Kendall, you have got to tell me more about this album because I know there was a lot of songs.
Yes, so Swag 2 is the second part of Swag as a whole, which Yukon is from the first part, which dropped in July. And there's a total of over 40 songs with the first part and the second part added. And I am just so happy that he decided to give us that many songs, considering he hasn't made music in almost 3 years since now.
Yeah, and it's crazy that it was like a surprise. I remember seeing this and being shocked. And I know you have quite the history with Justin Bieber. I know, I think I heard something about a fan account, some interactions. Mm. You want to tell me a little bit about those?
Yeah, I'm rooted to Justin Bieber. Yes. I ran a actually really successful fan account in like middle school and I will admit high school as well.
No shame.
Yes, no shame. It got me lots of connections. I went on Instagram Live with his uncle one time.
Wow.
Yeah. and then I had connections to someone who's friends with his bodyguards, and we did a little project proposal about having the fans included in his Justice World tour, which was a few years ago. And I attended that front row because I got in the slideshow during Anyone, his song, which closed the show. And every show, my face was up on a screen. Yeah, so it was pretty crazy. And he like did all the stomps. I don't know if you guys like have seen that on TikTok where he does like the funny stomping. And one time there's a picture of me, like my face being on the ground, and he was stomping on it. And I was like, you know what? A win is a win.
Literally, I would post that like everywhere. Yeah. I'd put that on a t-shirt.
Yes, it was awesome. I have like the best experiences from all that stuff.
Nice. And since he released all this new music, do you think he's gonna like a possibility of doing a tour or anything like that? What do you think?
Oh my gosh. I really, really hope so. Yeah. He did just announce he's doing headlining Coachella next year. Yeah, so I'm really hoping that means tour next time because that happened for his last tour. He was a surprise at Coachella and then announced a new tour.
That's
after
sweet.
That.
Wow. Yeah. So I've got to know. Last question.
Yes.
Do you have an all-time favorite Justin Bieber song?
I do, but nobody's going to know it because it's so like deep dive.
Okay.
It's One Love from his Believe album in 2012. That is my album. Everyone needs to listen to that song because it is so like Friday night in college. Like, oh my gosh, it's so great.
All right. Well, I will have to check that out for sure. And once again, thank you for coming on. If you want to read Kendall's full album review, you can check it out tomorrow on WZND.com.